Early the morning of March 26th, rescue workers rappelled down the cliff where they lifted the dead bodies of three children.
Investigators have been desperate to figure out how that family flew off that cliff in California and whether it was on purpose.
From Glamour and How Stuff Works, this is Broken Hearts.
Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts. All episodes of Broken Hearts are now available. So binge the entire season.
You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, June 15th goes to Douglas Peter Kelly, and he hails from the great state of Florida, okay? I have to, you know, get Florida its own Donkey of the Day intro. I mean, seriously, if you're new to the Breakfast Club, then you may not know that your Uncle Charlotte says all the craziest people come from the Bronx and all of Florida. I know they are talking about breaking up the state of California into three pieces, but we really need to consider breaking Florida off from the rest of the United States and making it its own territory, because the things that happen in Florida don't happen anywhere else. And this is one of those cases. See, Douglas Kelly is a meth head, ladies and gentlemen, and when you are out here working hard for your money, okay, and you are spending your hard-earned money on meth, you need to make sure that you are buying the best meth money can buy. Okay, think about it. You're taking a penitentiary chance every time you purchase meth. You are risking your health, your freedom, your life. So the least you want when you get some meth is some good stuff. Okay, well, Douglas just wanted to make sure that the meth he bought was popping. So when you buy some meth in Florida and you want to know if it's good or not, what do? If you buy some meth in Florida and smoke it and it's not good, what do you do? Let's go to Fox 35 Orlando for the report, please.
Crime alert now that was very easy for deputies to solve. The Putnam County Sheriff's Office says this guy came to them. He asked deputies to test his meth. What was he thinking? Well, he said he had a bad reaction to it, and he wanted to press charges against the guy who sold it to him. Mm-mm. Well, they tested it. It tested positive for meth, and they arrested him.
Round of applause to Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Florida, you never cease to disappoint. Okay, look, I understand when you go to a fast food restaurant and your order is messed up, you complain. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you went to a restaurant and ate the food and got food poisoning, you would complain. Okay, any place you went and spent money and weren't satisfied with what you received, you would complain. So I understand why Douglas felt like he should complain. But I don't think customer complaints apply to drug buys. Okay, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I don't think any of those customer service rules apply when it comes to buying methamphetamines. Please give Douglas Peter Kelly of Florida the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Jeez. And I just want to thank the great citizens of Florida for always proving me right, okay? Round of applause to me. For always being right about Florida.
All right.
Right. Long before there was a Florida man on Atlanta, I was telling you that the craziest people in the world come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and Florida has not ceased to prove me right yet.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.